Very good.
Yudal Tishri, Erev Sukkos, Wednesday the 8th of October, Rabbi David Sulzbacher.
Good morning, thank you for inviting me again for Erev Yom Tov. I must say that it's a shtickle of minhag in northwest London for the days leading up to Sukkos to pour. But I must say, I was in Eretz Yisrael last year, so I can't comment on last year. In the last 25 years, I don't recall ever being prevented from making Kiddush, Liyah and Hara, and in Mitzvah Shem tonight should be the same thing. It's a public brocha.
25 years ago, we have to wait.
Yeah, and that's
true. 25 years ago, the first time.
I said 20 in the last
few years. Four classes is good
for tonight. Still making Kiddush in
Mitzvah. Not making that China tonight. But I do want to... But I'm just amazed at the organization here, K'nai Nahora, every day in Adashir and Chol HaMoed on the Thursday night, and especially this Shabbos program, which is being prepared for special Parshas Noach. I think it's a Gevaltig Gazach, and the more Habotas Torah, the better, and everybody should be gebenched.
Right.
It's a halacha that mitzta'er potter min asukta. And even a dovo kal, even in a small thing, it's a bit hot, a bit cold, a bit smelly. You're allowed to leave the sukkah, even a small thing. The shaila is, why is that? We don't find that by other mitzvahs, you're a bit bitzar. You don't have to have matzah, tefillin, whatever. You're mitzvah, you're still mukhi to do the mitzvah. Why is there this din of mitzvah, specifically when it comes to sukkah? That's a kasha which Rabbeinu Manoach asks on the Rambam. Rabbeinu Manoach answers, but Emma's Tosfos already says this in Sukkah Daf Kafol. There's a halacha which we know, Pasukas Teishvu, Teishvu Kein Tuduru, which the Gemara explains, you need to live in the Sukkah in the same way as you'd live in your house the rest of the year. And just like in your house, if there's a draft, you're not able to close the window, whatever, there's some reason which you're unhappy, uncomfortable within your house, you'd move into another room, you move into another house. The same thing with the sukkah. A sukkah has to have the same way of living as the rest of the year. So if you're uncomfortable in the sukkah, just like you're uncomfortable in the house, you move out. If you're uncomfortable in the sukkah, you can move out. That's the makor. Why is it that mitzta'er potter min asukkah? It's an offshoot from the halacha of teishvu k'ein tuduru. However, we can't just so easily get out of the mitzvah of sukkah. A few years ago, Mamish, a couple of days before Yom Tov, I think it was 2 days before Yom Tov, I went out, and just outside my house where the sukkah was, it was still very hot, and there were thousands of wasps coming there. Thousands of wasps. There was a wasp's nest, Mamish, in the gutter of my house. So the chayra, I'm mitzta'er potter min asukkah, I've got a week off from sukkah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, that's poshut. The davka, this p'tur of mitzta'er potter min asukkah, is davka shebo loy hatzar v'mikre. That the tzar comes accidentally achas she'osah shama sukkah. After you've built the sukkah in a very pleasant place, where there are no bees and it's not smelling, then during sukkah there's a swarm of bees coming. During sukkah, suddenly there's a drain pipe broken, there's a terrible smell. If that happens during sukkahs, then enochanama, you're allowed to go out. But there's no way you can build the chatzchila, the sukkah, in such a place where you're going to be automatically mitzta'er. That for sure, you can't do it. Then comes a much bigger chiddush. So chiddush number one of the Ramah is that mitzta'er is only when the tzar comes after you've built the sukkah. Chiddush number two, which the Ramah brings the name of the Mordechai, and this is a very, very sadistic chiddush, and this is going to be the basis of today's shiur. De'im asor mitchilo, if from the beginning you made the sukkah, b'mokem shemitzta'i v'achilo ebishtiyo ebishino, if you build your sukkah in a place where you're going to be uncomfortable, let's concentrate on the sleeping. It's going to be too cold for you at night to sleep there. But during the day, l'chayra, it's nice and warm. Says the Ramah, if you're not able to eat and sleep there, you're not even yotze during the day to eat in the sukkah. The sukkah has to be to do everything in the sukkah. Ein yotze b'oise sukkah klau. If you're not able to sleep in the sukkah because it's too cold, then you're not even yotze during the day. Afilu b'dvorim shaloi b'tzta'i b'hem. Even those things of eating during the day when it's warm, you're not yotze. V'loi haveka ein dira. Because that's not the normal way of living. She yuchal lasis shom kol srochel. A dira is somewhere where you're able to do all your personal needs, which you do at home. Which means eating, sleeping, and getting on with your daily needs at home. If you're not able to sleep in the sukkah, then even eating in the sukkah, you're not yotze. And this is a tremendous yisoy, and a very important halacha, and has wide ramifications, this halacha. It comes out from this Ramah B'Shem HaMotchai. Till now we understood that the din of Teshvu Ke'ein Teduru is as the Gemara B'Pashta says. What does Teshvu Ke'ein Teduru mean? Kol Shiva Sayamim, for all 7 days, a person has to live in the sukkah. If he wants to have a meeting, it should be in the sukkah. He eats in the sukkah. Everything he does, he lives in the sukkah like he lives in the house. According to what the Ramah is saying, the name of the Mordechai, this is extended much further. This is not just how you live in the sukkah, but the actual structure of the sukkah has to be such that you should be able to do all your needs within that sukkah. Because if your sukkah, let's say, is not warm enough to protect you at night from the cold, so therefore you're mitztayer at night from sleeping there, you're not even yotze, that's not considered a sukkah even during the day. So we see that the din of Teshuva Keteduru, according to this Ramah B'Shem HaMotchai, affects the actual building of the sukkah, and that's why you're not considered sitting in the sukkah even during the day when it's lovely and warm, it's a lovely sukkah. This yesod, if we look at the words of the Mordechai, which is the source of this Ramah, says very clearly, Kivet she'eino yochel lasis by kol tzerocha, since you're not able to do all your needs there, achila, shtia, vishina, eating and sleeping, beloy tzar, without tzar, mitchila lehavya sukkah. It's not considered a sukkah, kiven de letzure kaima. This building is a building letzure kaima. A tremendous chiddush. So those people have just walked in. This is the yesod which we're talking about now. That if you build a sukkah in such an oifen that you're not able to sleep there, even during the day when it's nice and warm, it's not a sukkah, and you won't be able to make an ishba sukkah, you're not yet to the sukkah. Why? Because it's not a sukkah, it's not a dira, unless you can... Sorry?
These 4x4 cameras.
What was the original name of the title of the show going to be? Are you yotze with these flimsy sukkahs?
It's a sukkah, it's a very strong one.
Which one do you mean?
It's the 4x4.
Oh, Zayin al Zayin.
And I took one
outside. And we had to share that's the next point of the show. That's the next point. You Paskin?
No, it can't physically.
Oh, that's the show. You should have gone to that after the show.
This is the tailwind.
Okay, that's mamish the shit. That's okay. Okay. The Chacham Tzvi quotes this Mordechai. He says, I don't know what the Mordechai is talking about. The Teshuva Ke'ein Teduru, this halacha of Teshuva Ke'ein Teduru, lama oifen hasukkah. This is not telling us how to build the sukkah. Be'eze inyan tiye asuya, how the wall should be, how thick it should be. Ella al oifen ha yeshiva. Teshuva Ke'ein Teduru, like we originally thought. Teshuva Ke'ein Teduru means how you're supposed to live in the sukkah, not how you're supposed to build the sukkah. Therefore, the Chacham Tzvi paskens not like the Ramah. The Chacham Tzvi says, and I know people who have this, they have two different sukkahs. They have a sukkah for eating and a sukkah for sleeping. Now, it could be it's just for practical reasons. But says the Chacham Tzvi, if your sukkah for eating is a place where Yitaka would not be able to sleep in there because it's too cold, so what's the problem? At night I'll sleep in a different sukkah, which is much warmer. During the day, I'll eat in this sukkah. Now this is Teshuke to Duru. Don't tell me I have to have a sukkah which I should be able to sleep in there. That's not Teshuke to Duru. It doesn't tell me what type of sukkah to sleep. So therefore the Chacham Tzvi comes very strongly against this Mordechai, the Rav Shem the Mordechai. We come to a very essential machlekas what Teshuke to Duru means. Does Teshuke to Duru just mean how you're supposed to live in the sukkah? If you want to eat, you want to sleep. It's all got to be done in the sukkah. That's the more pashtus. And the Ramah comes along, no, it's much more than that. Teshuke to Duru actually is kaveya. It tells me what type of building it's got to be. It's got to be a building that I can perform all these in the same building. Comes to me, says, what? Eating? And one for sleeping. And Teshuke to Duru only tells me how to live in the sukkah. It doesn't actually tell me what the sukkah should be. Okay. Now there's another nachgimina. We're going to come to what Dodi said. What happens if you've got a sukkah where you're not able to sleep comfortably in the sukkah? You're not able to stretch out, especially if you're a tall person, you're not able to stretch out and sleep comfortably in the sukkah. Is that called mitzta'er potter min ha-sukkah? So this shaila was asked to the Trumas HaDeshem. It's not clear, but Pashtus is talking about a small sukkah, that you're not able to relax in the sukkah. But it could even be it's in a big sukkah with just many, many people. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you go to some of the Chassidish places, there hundreds of people sleeping in the sukkah, but you're not comfortable. Is that called mitzvah because you're not able to stretch yourself out? That's the shaila which the Trumas HaDeshen was asked. Said the Trumas HaDeshen, that would not be considered mitzvah potter min ha-sukkah from the fact that you're not able to stretch yourself out, the pishut yad of raglayim. You can sleep, squeeze that. You don't have the patur of mitzvah potter min ha-sukkah. And he brings a raya. Because Chazal say, what's the smallest size sukkah? The smallest size sukkah is zayin al zayin tochim. Not very big at all. How big is a person, even the angle of the triangle of
hypotenuse,
thank you. Even that is not exactly how much it is, but a person's length is 18 tefachim. There's no way a person can sleep 18 tefachim in a sukkah, Zayin al Zayin. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, if Chazal say that a sukkah can be Zayin al Zayin, and that's a kosher sukkah, it's a raya that in that sukkah you should be able to sleep, even though you're not going to be comfortable, you can sleep there, you'll have to squeeze yourself up. Therefore you're not mitzdayin potter min ha-sukkah. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, maybe the shiur of Zayin al Zayin is only for eating. And for sleeping, taka, you have to be in a bigger sukkah. That's what the Trumas HaDeshen says. It says Trumas HaDeshen, chas v'shalom, you can never have such a thing. Because the Mordechai paskens, if you can't do both, if you're not able to sleep there, you're not even yotza with the eating. So therefore the shiur Zayin al Zayin, says the Trumas HaDeshen, has to be such that, although it's very uncomfortable, but you have to be able to sleep there, and you're not called mitzdayer, because it wouldn't be possible to have a shiur Zayin al Zayin. That is the aside of the Trumas HaDeshen. According to the Chacham Tzvi, excuse me one second, according to the Chacham Tzvi, it's exactly the opposite. In fact, the Chacham Tzvi brings a raya from here. The raya of the Chacham Tzvi, that you can have two sukkahs, one for eating and one for sleeping. He says, don't tell me that you can sleep in a sukkah Zayin al Zayin. It's impossible. You can't have a bigger tzara than that. Elamai, says the Chacham Tzvi, the Gemara which says Zayin al Zayin is the minimum sukkah, that's the smallest sukkah for eating. But for sleeping, you take out another sukkah. So the Chacham Tzvi brings exactly the raya from here. The Trumas HaDeshen brings a raya from here that you're not potter of mitzvah just because you can't sleep comfortably. And the Emes, the Ramah, husbands this way. And the Ramah brings the name of the Torah, big kiddush, which is going to be sheer on this own, just on this point. Mitzdair is only considered something where everybody would be mitzdair. But it says, since some people can curl themselves up and can sleep in a sukkah, Zayin al Zayin, even though it's uncomfortable for you, you're not potter of mitzvah. That is a massive chiddush in the Torah, but I'm not going into that point. The main thing I'm bringing out from here is that this sukkah, Zayin al Zayin, according to the Chacham Tzvi, is the raya that you can have two different sukkahs, because you cannot sleep comfortable in there, and according to the Trumas HaDeshen, based on the Motza, exactly the opposite. You're not considered mitzdayed for the fact you can't sleep properly, because that is the only sukkah you've got. You can't have two sukkahs according to the Trumas HaDeshen, the Motza.
Why can't sleep in Rosh Hashanah?
Even if it's only Rosh Hashanah Ruboy, you will not be able to sleep properly in
why
that. And also, you have to be within that sukkah.
Why can't you sit on a recliner? It is possible.
But Lamaisi, you want to sleep in a Pishad Yadra Raglayan. So you're backing up. The Chacham Tzvi says, I want to be able to sleep comfortably. Ein lechot sad al gazet. This is a very, very simple.
If you've got questions, please leave us in the air. It's not their heritage speaker. Let the rabbi speak, and then afterwards ask for your
There's another raya, the Chacham Tzvi, that you can have two sukkahs. The Gemara says, Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkahs. So the Gemara says, melamed, that Kol Yisrael yoytzim b'sukkah achas. The whole of Klal Yisrael could sit in one sukkah. What does that mean? Explains Rashi, that the whole of Klal Yisrael will be in one sukkah. Zeh achazeh, take turns over sukkahs. Everybody will be in one sukkah. Ask the Chacham Tzvi, how is it possible for everybody to sleep in the sukkah? So what are you going to say? Everybody, zeh achazeh, take a few minutes. There's a problem, because the sukkah you're supposed to sleep in with your wife. And that's impossible that you go to sleep in the sukkah with your wife. That's impossible, because what's going to happen? You need 1,000 men in one go, they move out, then the next 1,000. It's impossible to do with your wife. Says the Chacham Tzvi, Ela Mai, it's clear, they would have a sukkah for eating, and all Klal Yisrael will come into that sukkah for eating, and sleeping is a separate thing. That's the raya of the Chacham Tzvi. Now the main kasha, which we want to deal with today, is the Ramor writes, what is the heter that most people, it's very right, in Chutz Laaretz, don't sleep in the sukkah? What's the heter based on? Says the Ramor, in the name of the Modcha, because it's cold. And if it's cold, therefore you're potter out of its diet, minasukkah. It's a pella. The Ramor and the Modchai are the one that told us if you're not able to sleep in the sukkah because you're mitzdaiv, you're not even going to during the day. So how are we yotzer if you can't sleep in the sukkah at night because it's so cold? How are you yotzer even during the day? And that is a yisoidistik kasha, which all the achronim ask him. The Mishnah Brura brings the name of the Prima Godim, that since there's nothing you could do about it, and a chanama you can't sleep because it's too cold, but that's not going to affect your eating. The Bikurei Yaakov says it's a big doichuk. The Choyer, why is it a doichuk? Very nice, I understand your mitzvah. But it's not a sukkah, according to the Mordechai. If you can't sleep there, you can't even get to do the day. It could be that the pshat in this Prima Godim, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes, is based similar to a svara of Aruch Haner. The Aruch Haner says, taka like a house. When a person wants to build a house, or buy a house, he looks for the best possible place to put the house. He's not going to put it in a shmata place, which is going to be uncomfortable for him to live there. But if everywhere is the same problem, if everywhere is just as bad as each other, so he'll pitch his house wherever it is. So the same thing here as well, it's a very important point. If everywhere it's cold, you live in a cold climate, then enoch hanama, your sukkah, if you can't sleep there, enoch hanama yom mitzvah. But you can still eat there during the day, because that is the regular way of a house in that place. But enoch hanama, this is only if it's in a place where for everyone it's cold. If you have an opportunity to put in a warmer place, then Achama, you wouldn't be Yotza. You couldn't sleep there night because it's too cold. You wouldn't even be Yotza even the day.
Reheatering.
What? Okay. Says the Prima Godin, if you put your sukkah in the street and you're not able to sleep there, even if when it's warm, for example, you're scared of Ganovim, if you're potter from sleeping in such a sukkah because it is cold, then you are allowed to eat there during the day. Then you would be allowed to eat there. That is the Prima Godin. Okay. However, he brings himself that the Levush is chayav. And now I want to, for the rest of the shiur, say a completely different svara to answer the question. Again, the main question is, how is it that we can be potter from sleeping in the sukkah because it's cold, and yet at the same time we're allowed to eat there during the day? It's not considered a tea. Now, one taka is the makor of the Mordechai, that having a sukkah that you're not able to sleep there, it's not considered a sukkah. He doesn't say the makor of the etzer. But it could be, the Torah says, Basukois Teshu. Chazal learn on the word Teshu, Kein Teduru. That you've got to be able to live in that sukkah. Basukois Teshu. That halacha of Teshu Kein Teduru has to be in a sukkah. Therefore, the halacha of what makes a sukkah is something which you can fit in Kein Teduru. If so, we need to ask ourselves a question. What exactly is a dira, which gives a building the name of a sukkah? Once we've got a building which is called a sukkah, then we have no problem. The whole thought is it's got to be able to fulfill the criteria of sukkah. Now, on that which the Mordechai writes, and the Ramah Paskins, if you make a sukkah in a place that you're going to be mitzvahed from sleeping, you're not even yotzei during the day. Says on that the Magen Avraham, mamish a couple of words. Pirush, b'mokom deleka tzina. It's all what the Magen Avraham writes. Shulchan Aruch says that if you build it in a place where you're not going to be able to sleep, then you're not even yotzei during the day. Right? Says the Magen Avraham, that's talking about where it's not cold. What exactly does the Magen Avraham mean by this? Says the Machtes Hashem, that the Magen Avraham is asking our question. He reads the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you have the sukkah and you're not able to sleep there, then you're not yotza. So how can the Shulchan Aruch himself pass him, the Ramah Paskin, that you're potter from sleeping at night because it's cold? So on that he answers, Avada, if the reason why you're not able to sleep there is because of the cold, it's still called a sukkah. But if you're not able to sleep there for some other reason, for example, Ganovim, if it's for another reason, then it's not called a dira and you're not yotze even for achila. So we've come out with a moritic achidish of the Magen Avraham. That this din, that if you're not able to sleep in the sukkah, it's not kedeya sukkah, it's not called a sukkah. That's not if the reason why you can't sleep there is because of the cold. If the reason is that only because of the cold, you are allowed to eat there during the day. And that's what we rely on. But what's the hesber in this Magen Avraham? Says the Matzis HaShekel, if the patur of sleeping there is because it's cold, it's still called ro'oi l'shina. This is the yasod of the shir. It's ro'oi to sleep there. Why? Because you can bring pillows. You can bring blankets. L'chayri, you can bring a heater. It is a building which is ro'oi for you to sleep there. If you were to bring other things in there, you're taka not mechuyev to. Chiddush, you're not mechuyev to bring in a heater. But it's a building which is ro'oi to be considered a dira because you could heat it up. Therefore, that which the Mordechai says, if you're not able to sleep there, it's because of a bad smell, if it's because of a bad wind, which is an external thing to the sukkah, that is a problem. But if it's something which is be'emes in the sukkah, which you can easily correct within the sukkah, enoch hanama, that's not a problem. The truth is, the Magen Avraham says this svara mefurish, Because we know there's another heter why you don't need to sleep in a sukkah. The Ramah brings two heter. One is because it's cold. The other one is because you're not able to sleep there with your wife. Which means the halacha, and in heter so that people do this, if you're able to sleep there with your wife, you can have a sukkah you're mechuyev to. It's like a mechuyev to. But the heter, if you're not able to have a sukkah just you and your wife, then you've got a patur. Ask the Mogen Avraham on himself. But didn't the Ramah say if you're not able to sleep there, you are not yotzer at all? So listen to the meritical words of the Mogen Avraham. V'tzorech leima, demikol mokoi, kivet sheyochoi lishen shom levadoi, since you could sleep there yourself, hasuka kashera tahave dira. What is a dira? Somewhere where you can sleep. Yeah, it's a great advantage to be able to sleep with your wife, but that doesn't, it's not kevea what is a dira. The reason if you're not able to sleep there with your wife is because of mitzvah. Because I prefer to sleep in the room with my wife. But enochem nama, it's still a sukkah. As long as you could, enochem, if I can sleep there, it's a sukkah. Enochem, I won't sleep with my wife, it's not a problem. The Levush writes this svara even more mufurish. And he says, all you require is ro'uy lishon. It needs to be a place where it's possible to sleep, even if you're not sleeping there. And he brings a very famous svara in the Gemara, called ho'ro'uy lebila, ein bila makev. It's halachin kotshin. If the only thing which is lacking is something to do, to mix in the office, then even if you haven't done it, it's not makev. Hear the same vort. As long as you could do something which makes it possible for you to sleep there, then it's considered a dira, even if it's too cold for you to sleep there, but you could heat it up. You could sleep there by yourself. It's still considered a dira. Says the Levush, and he finishes off with a very sharp word. He says, Ruisi harbe balabatim. I see many people, oisin sukoson berachoivis. They make sukkahs out in the street. Bemokum golui. It's in the street, there's no way you would sleep in that sukkah. That sukkah, you wouldn't even be able to yotzer during the day. Because what are you supposed to do? That is the type of sukkah it is. It's nothing to do with heat, it's to do with ganovim. You don't want to sleep out there in the street. Such a sukkah, you won't even be allowed to sleep during the day. And the Mishnah Berurah says we have to be machne, according to his opinion. I'm not giving any halacha on Maisa, but you can see how important this shayla is. According to Chacham Tzvi, that shouldn't be a problem. Because Chacham Tzvi says, eating, sleeping, it's all separate. We'll just finish off now. So we've seen in Yisoid, if the sukkah is a place where you could heat it up with blankets, etc., even if it's very cold, it's still a sukkah and you can eat there. The Bikurei Yaakov adds, that's Orchaner, if you make a sukkah next to a river, in a place where it's impossible to heat it up, if it's such an example, then Enochanami, you won't be in such a sukkah, because that is not called Royal Adira. According to all what we've been saying, the rayas of the Chacham Tzvi fall away. Let's take the sukkah of Zion al Zion. A sukkah of Zion al Zion is a very small sukkah. The Chacham Tzvi says, there's no way that you could sleep in that sukkah properly. And if Chazal say it's a good sukkah, then my sukkah for sleeping, sukkah for eating. The answer is no. Is it possible to sleep in a sukkah Zayin HaZayin? It might not be very comfortable, but it's possible to sleep in such a sukkah. If it's possible to sleep in such a sukkah, therefore it's got the shame sukkah on it, and your yotzer, even if you can't sleep there, and Enochem, you're not even going to eat there, but it's still called a sukkah since it's possible for you to eat there. The same thing with Kol Ezrach Yisrael. Enochem, practically it's not possible for all Klal Yisrael to sleep in the sukkah, the midbar, with their wife. But since you can sleep there, it's got the shame of a sukkah, and therefore your yotzer. The Maaseh of Kenmar today shares a very, very important Yosodas Halacha LaMaaseh, which I'm definitely not going to paskin. But a sukkah which is flimsy, especially on the street, which is almost impossible to heat up, or worse, it's impossible for you to sleep there because of ganov or whatever, you wouldn't be allowed to make a leishva sukkah in such a sukkah.